if you know one thing about the show, it's that we operate here in radio on a wheel. We try to stay pretty close time-wise. In my career, television, I mean, you had to be on the mark second by second, and you knew when you had to be on the set, again, to the second. I need to be out there by, you know, within 20, 30 seconds range, the same time, every night, every day. Other people don't operate the same way, but punctuality, I get it. Man, sometimes it's nice to break away from, but you've got to have it in your life. And nobody knows this better than the good doctor here, Dr. John Braccio, drjohnb.com, Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, and punctually, right on time as always. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Dave, and I really do believe that, you know, we talk about punctuality, we kind of assume it's important, but it's really amazing how many people aren't punctual, and it's also amazing how many people over the course of their careers and in relationships have problems because they're not punctual, they're not on time, because punctuality, at least in our society at a general level, means the state of being prompt. At a broader level, this would be a definition to be the characteristics of being able to complete activities on time, including being on time for agreed upon, you know, activities. So
right.
It's, I think, a big deal. It's something that reflects on the person. You know, if you're going to be a reliable person, keeping your word, being disciplined, being respectful of others and their time, these are things that people that aren't reliable, in terms of not punctual, that they don't seem to take into account when they are often not timely.
There's two different kinds of people that I think of here that are in the not category. One is the person we all know. Maybe we grew up with them. They always seem to be off a few minutes. In fact, when they say, oh, when should we meet? You say, oh, 7 o'clock, because you know you need to be somewhere at 7:30, and you've got to give them that. Otherwise, if you tell them 7:30, you're going to be late. And there's something almost endearing that they're always a little, just a little bit off, but there's nothing diabolical about it. Then there are the other people, you're just convinced, Doc, they don't care, and your time doesn't matter to them.
Yes, I think that's true. I believe in either case, it is definitely damaging to relationships and professional careers. Because being on time is, I think, really something, you know, very important. You know, you can go back to, you know, Horatio Alger, in terms of the Lord Nelson, was Horatio, by the way, his idea always to be 15 minutes early. How does that sound? Quarter hour early, the idea of always being timely. And I think that is a good trait to have. George Washington, I really wasn't aware of this until I was just looking into this for, you know, what we were talking about today. If he invited you to dinner at 5 and you came at 5:20, he would be eating already.
That's it.
Maybe done. Yeah, his belief was being on time. And I know I grew up in a home where my dad always said, being on time reflects who you are. You know, if you're not timely, that says a lot for you. And in my work, I regularly, including two persons in the just very recent past, in having problems because they don't get to work on time. And it's really amazing how many people have every excuse in the world where often it's just starting a little earlier, just being there on time. So it is a pretty big issue in people's lives, and the people that have it often minimize it or think others maximize it, and it just leads to a lot of problems. So certainly wise to be on time would be a good general rule.
Does it start to, do you ask people about that when you counsel them? Are you punctual? Do you, in other words, do you meet your commitments? If you tell someone you're going to meet them or you're going to hold a meeting, do you live up to that or do you let it slip, slide, make an excuse, move on? I mean, because that can open up a door to something else, couldn't it?
Well, when I talk to people, I ask them issues they're having at work, and
Yeah. Often
that is it. I mean, there are reasons a person might be late, but
Sure. There
are people that are chronically late. And the thing that really amazes me, they will expect an employer to just go along with that and accept it. That's just the way I am. And the end result is they lose jobs or they lose promotions or they lose respect from their coworkers and their employer. So just a basic rule in life is being timely is important. It shows respect for others, And it also shows that you're a person who, you know, keeps your, you know, keeps your word. You know, William Hazlitt's one of my favorite writers, he being an English writer, and he made the comment, which I thought was interesting, back in the early 1800s, about that in his life he had seen punctuality negatively impacting and even ending relationships. Now, that's maybe kind of an extreme, but I do feel if you're a person who is timely, likes to get things done as planned, and you're with someone who isn't that way, that can really lead to more conflicts than people think. And to me, when people ask me what I think, and sometimes they will say, well, do you really think it's that big of a thing? I make the comment, yes, I do. You know, if you're just relaxing and not doing anything, then good. Then you're being timely by relaxing and not doing anything. But if you have commitments and you're going to do things, then clearly you ought to be on time. And if something comes up, you want to make sure you call the person.
Well, that's it. There, you just said it. That, again, that's a realization that other people's time, that's just another version of your time matters. And I want to acknowledge that your time matters, and it's just as important as my time. And I don't want to infringe on that. That's a courtesy and an etiquette that's, I mean, sometimes these days lost with people. My dad used to say, you know, being early, that's on time. Being on time means you're late, and being late, you don't want to be. Forget about that.
Well, I listen, I can see our dads were very much alike, but that to me, that's absolutely true. And we would call it a cardinal virtue, if you will. Just the idea of it's a commitment, you make it,
yeah.
You do it. And also, it will make you more effective in other things that you do, because if you're being timely, if you will, on time, ready to go when your job or your work or your relationship or your dinner, whatever it is to begin, that's good. But it also will reflect in other parts of your life, because you're going to find people that aren't timely often have problems completing other activities and doing things that they're supposed to do, because their clock is really different. And in our society,
There's
no question that doing something on time, doing something when you say you're going to do it, that those are really critical things to success. And if people really are thinking, those listening to us now, or those we can think about ourselves, people that are really successful, a good share of them are timely. I mean, they say what they're going to do, and they do it, what they say they're going to do within the time frame, whatever it might be. Those are very important factors, and I just hope that more and more people will understand it. It seems to be a chronic condition in any age, any time period, because if you look up anything on timeliness, you'll find that people have been talking about being on time for, you know, thousands of years. It's not like it's a new issue that came up.
It's not, but Doc, I do think it's harder in this generation when, more than I think any others that can be documented, we're being asked to multitask things, and that's something that I admit that's changed in my lifetime. My parents would set a dinner time, and it was kind of etched in stone. If you weren't going to make it, you had to have a reason, and you had to let know. Otherwise, dinner went off at that time, and if you didn't make it, you didn't make it, and you were kind of, you know, fend for yourself. We've done that with my kids too, but I mean, they are being pulled in 7, 8, and 10 different directions. I get that now, and that has changed. In our generation, you got to try a little harder to make it work.
Well, I also think when you're multitasking, though, you need to write things down. You do need to prioritize things to make sure you get things done. Because, you know, the ADHD, if you will, person who can start 10 things and do good work on all of them but not complete any of them, that's not really good either. So
no, that's, you're right.
Back on being timely, if you have a project that's due at noon today, you don't want to be working on 3 other projects and getting that done at 2 and saying, well, I didn't get it done at noon because I was working on this, this, and this. We really have to prioritize things. I do agree with you. In a more complicated world, though, with more things coming at us and maybe more expectations coming up on the immediate level, it is critical that we take into account what we said we were going to do, and we have to learn when to say yes, no, maybe. And if we do have to change a priority, we need to let the person know why that has happened and have a good reason for it, rather than I don't feel like doing it or I'm doing something else.
That advice, sound as a pound. Right there, and that's timeless overall. Dr. John Braccio, our guest, regional psychological from East Lansing, lo these many years, hanging that shingle and helping people. They are they're easy to find. You find them online. You can also get this podcast at drjohnb.com. Punctually here and punctually we say and bid adieu. Until next time, always great to have you on, Doc.
Always a pleasure, Dave. Love your proverbs along the way, too. Talk to you later.